Tonight, as we look at a snapshot of what's going on across this country, sometimes you just have to shake your head and you can't believe what you're seeing. Stories like a bomb at a federal building because a security guard saw the bag outside, took it in, threw it under the desk. It was there for weeks with an IED. Eventually it was detonated, but how about those questions? I can't tell you how many times I've traveled and heard a million times about leaving unattended bags, or was even at Disneyland and they tell you on the tram about unattended bags. Certainly in front of a 27-floor federal building that includes the FBI inside, you know better than to, pick up that bag outside and throw it underneath the desk. Doesn't make any sense, does it? There are a lot of things that aren't making sense to a lot of people. That's why this election is so important for a lot of different reasons. And it's not just about what's happening with the people that are at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's also the legislative branch. Remember, House seats are up, and also a big sliver of Senate seats are up for grabs as well. We could see a big changing of the guard, like we did at the midterm elections, because so many people are more than frustrated at this point and feeling like they're not getting the representation that they should be getting in Washington. Speaking of Washington, this is a big story. In fact, we had a caller who was on the ball and sent me something about it, and I read it this morning briefly about the indefinite detention of Americans and the fact that the president is fighting the ban on this, filing an appeal to try to reverse a federal judge's ruling that, in a nutshell, bans the indefinite military detention of Americans because attorneys for the president say that they are justified to imprison alleged terrorists without charge. So as you go further and flush this out, the federal court judge ruled a couple of months ago that the indefinite detention provisions that were signed into law last year by the president failed to pass constitutional muster, is what she said. It was a female judge, Catherine Forrest, and ordered a temporary injunction to keep the military from locking up anybody, American or otherwise, over alleged terrorist ties. We know that this was something that normally would be such a huge, huge deal, but because there are so many things infuriating people and happening across the country, it kind of got lost in the sauce. Reuters did report that the government thinks they're justified to have the authorization to lock up belligerents indefinitely because cases involving militants directly aligned against the good of the U.S. government warrant such punishment. Ooh, that's a slippery slope. A slippery slope. We've just gotten started. Coming up in this hour, we're going to tell you about the black boxes that they want to put into cars by 2015. I'm calling it a black box. There's another name for it. But it basically records all the data in the car. Can you imagine the field day you could have with this information? And this was already voted on by the Senate. The Senate said, yeah, absolutely. It's called it could become the EDR law. If electronically they're getting all of that information, it's the event data recorder, a.k.a. a black box. Can you imagine the information that they would have on you and what that could be used for? Even when it comes to insurance companies and what you're doing if you're taking back roads versus taking main roads and all kinds of other stuff. I don't need a black box in my car, frankly. I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't think I want that device no, thank you. You can keep your black box, which means you might want to keep your car a little bit longer or get one well before 2015. All right, we're going to, as always, open up the floor to you and your two cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, you get the first crack this hour. What's on your mind?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Welcome back, Mark.
I know. It's good to hear from him.
It was so good to hear from him.
I know. I agree. I was worried.
And trust me, Mark, a big shout-out for you. If I can make it through my divorce of 24 years ago, you'll make it, Sug. You will make it.
Yep, he'll make it. You can tell he was subdued. He's sad.
I know, and it's hard stuff. But I was so glad to hear his voice. I'm like, wow.
I know.
That was so much fun.
I agree.
But I put him on my extra specials list.
There
just
you
in
go.
Case.
There you go.
Did you say you still bank at Bank of America?
Not anymore. I was banking at Bank of Mexico. I mean, America, yes.
I thought you had stopped, and I was going to say, shame on you.
Yeah.
Can I do a Made in America spot real quick?
We want to hear Made in America. Go for it.
I found this company by accident, and I spoke with them yesterday, and it's called Uline. Uline. Now, they do still have products that are made overseas because there's companies not yet bringing them back. But I got the catalog. I ordered it 2 days ago and got it today. 593 pages. And what it is mostly, there's a lot of like cleaning products, first aid products, a lot of packaging products, but they have different. But the deal is, I was looking for totes and for, I'm a survivalist, yes, I'm making my little stockpile, and I was looking for the buckets, the food-approved buckets. Mm-hmm. They have the cheapest prices ever, and I have researched buying the buckets with the Gamma lids, which are made in America by this company. Oh, my God, the amount of products they have is just unreal, but they were like $4.39 a piece. Another company for five buckets wanted $105.
Oof.
And they come in designer colors, too. Oh, woo-hoo. But nicest people, but get this, 24/7 customer service, and you get a live person. So that's another plus.
Yeah, but that is a huge plus.
I thought it was, but I'm going to tell you what. They have a fabulous line, and everybody uses tape. I don't care who you are. You use tape. And, yes, some you have to buy in bulk, which I always say, get with your family and friends. One, you save on taxes, and two, you'll save on shipping. In actuality, the time you save on the low cost, you save money. Because I went and I price checked with Walmart some of their products versus, and I don't have time to get into all of them, but I did price match them, and their prices were so much lower. So I made out a sample order, and I'm going to save myself over $100 on everything I want.
Woo! See, that's good. All that digging that you do. All right, thanks, Izzy, for that Made in America. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to fill you in on the giant beast that is part of Odds and Ends. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Once again, here on America Tonight, we're going to chat with my pal Horace Cooper from Project 21. He is a constitutional expert about the black boxes that are expected to go in cars in 2015, unless it isn't turned into a law, but it's not looking good. It looked like it was going to get shoved through. The Senate said thumbs up. It's part of a transportation bill. You know how they stuff other things in there. And EDR was part of this, the event data recorder. And you think, well, yeah, we want a black box when it's on a plane. That makes sense. It crashes what happened. But you don't want a black box in your car. Chances are your insurance would go up, among other things. But everything would be recorded. Everything that happens in that car, where it went, all that kind of stuff. And I don't think that... At least I know most of us don't want that. Imagine how effective it would be, though, in a divorce situation where somebody swears they didn't go out somewhere. Or if you had a teenager and they snuck out and used the car, I guess you could have that all that material of what happened with the car when. However, if they used the car and something happened, there we go with the insurance thing again. I'm just saying, very big brotherish. Chorus is in the wings, and we'll do that. Before we get there, though, we have a couple of things that we need to flush out. One, since so many of you are concerned about the metal count, and I promise at the tail end we're going to go to the mailbag, but in some of the stuff that I've gotten snail mail wise, the conversation is, well, how many medals have we won? Are we ahead of the Chinese yet? That's like the big thing. Are we ahead of, somebody said to me, Irv said, are we ahead of Red Dragon yet? We have surpassed the dragon, but it's back and forth. 81 medals for America so far, and we're still finishing up these games. There are more sports happening. A lot of gold medals were handed out to American athletes after day 12, especially track and field. There were some great stories from track and field, from sand volleyball, and a whole bunch of other things. But other sports, rather. So it has been an exciting Olympics if you're paying attention. If you only care because you want to win the prize and you want to nail the medal count, well, maybe you'll get there. We still have a ways to go. Some of you might have underestimated how many medals. Others, you might be right on target. I mentioned this at the top. I got to give you the payoff. The bomb at the federal building that wasn't found for weeks. That is scary. Imagine going to that building, and every day, it's 27 floors, and at the very bottom where you enter and they search you, because you don't have to go through the metal detectors, it's a federal building, there it is, underneath the desk, a bag with a bomb in it. Whoops. That is a big slip-up. A guard saw it outside, pulled it in, and this is in Detroit where this happened, and finally, they figured out it was a bomb, and the local police force came in, and they detonated it. Thank goodness, because this could have been a disaster. We think of Oklahoma City and bomb threats constantly leveled at federal buildings. So the U.S. Homeland Security is saying, well, it's the training, it's the hiring practices, it's the oversight, really, of security guards at this McNamara federal building. That's why it was a tool bag, actually, with explosives in it, was left. And this happened in February of 2011. And they didn't find it. So the end of February, they didn't find it until March, realizing what it was, March 18th. It didn't explode, of course, but what a serious safety risk that was. The guards were fired. A fourth, because I thought one was just let go. Three guards were fired. A fourth resigned. Five were suspended for knowing about this bag. I mean, they could have been blown to smithereens, too. But, 3 weeks? Are you kidding? 3 weeks? That's how easy it is to just leave a bag? And I said this at the top. How many times do you hear that whole thing about leaving bags? And then somebody brings one into the building. It's crazy. So anyway, because of that, they have guidelines on how to deal with unattended suspicious packages. Seriously. That's what happens. Unattended suspicious packages. The rest of us knew about this for a very long, long time. How many times have you heard that in your ear? Oh, a lot of times. So we move from the idiots at the Detroit Federal Building. You never know how safe you are. You just never assume. There's your answer. Never assume. To what's going on at the Cape Cod beach, as I mentioned, a monster. Yeah, they're trying to come up with what to do for these shark attacks. And they're saying that, yes, there was absolutely a great white shark. That doesn't make you feel good, does it? If you're the dog days of summer and you want to go in and cool off. I have to say, I might be a little bit leery of getting in the water. In fact, I know I would be a little bit leery of getting in the water because of all the reports that I've seen. It's also kind of crazy that it reminds you of Jaws and the beach in Jaws and what happened there in the town, trying to keep it under wraps in a way, but it's too late for that. Once somebody sees that fin and once the water is cleared out or someone is bitten or there's a problem, that's it. Except for if you're in Cocoa Beach, Florida, because for some reason there, I don't know what it is, they raise them brave. All these surfers that go and they get bit on the heels and stuff, they'll get treated and they still want to go back out. They're worried about their place in line at a surf contest. Boy, that boggles the mind. All I'd have to do is have one shark even come close to biting me. And you can rest assured I'd be swimming in pools probably for the rest of my life, I would be. So in Cape Cod, here's the scoop. They reported the first initial sighting of the fin, and then talked about a surfer, then talked about fear of how close the shark or sharks were getting to the shoreline. And now it's about tracking down the sharks, figuring out a way to get them to not be in so tight. So how do you do that? What do you do? Chum the, tell people to stay off the beach for a couple of days and then chum the water and try to pull them out further, deeper into the, into the Atlantic, away from the shore? And the answer is they're developing a plan, figuring out a way that they can pull them away from what's luring them in, thinking, and you know what it is, it's the same thing. They think they're seeing seals, something about, especially in the surfboards, that they think that's what they're seeing, and it's certainly not. It's people that the sharks are ultimately have in their sights. But like I said, I think to me it would be more reasons to absolutely stay off the beach. All right, this is kind of a freaky thing, and it doesn't go with any of the stuff that we just talked about. But sometimes that's how we roll here on America Tonight. There's just things that I come across that I feel like, wow, I want to mention this on the air. Maybe somebody will think of it and think, wow, you got to be kidding me. And as somebody who eats a lot of popcorn, why do I eat popcorn? Because it fills you up, and you can eat popcorn. It's not fattening. You can eat popcorn that's low calorie, low salt, whatever. And if I'm watching a game or watching a movie or whatever, this is the easy thing to do. It's easy. It's low calorie, all that kind of stuff. Now they're saying movie popcorn, which has high calorie counts, also might be more harmful for another reason. They say that there's something in the popcorn. There's an ingredient. It's called dicetyl, I think is how you say it. And it's what makes you taste all that butter flavor and that awesome smell that makes you want the popcorn so badly. But check it out. They're saying it might be linked to Alzheimer's disease. They're focusing on it because it's been associated with respiratory and other health issues in workers at microwave popcorn and food flavoring factories. And it's used in other products, too. Snacks, candy, even some beers. I had no idea. So start looking for this. D-I-A-C-E-T-Y-L. Alzheimer's. Who knew? Horace Cooper next.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We've talked about this a lot here on America Tonight, the idea that you could have a black box in your car for real after 2015. Actually, there's a measure that our federal government could adopt pretty soon, although right now everybody's on vacation. But what would happen is if they do, if it's approved all the way through, and it's already gotten the stamp by the Senate, which led to the conversations we had here on ATN, it could mandate that every new car sold in the United States after 2015, as I mentioned, that's the year, would include one of the so-called black boxes. Somebody who's just written a really interesting piece on this. We have them on the show all the time. You guys love him. From the he's a National Center adjunct fellow, Horace Cooper, and he just did a piece, like I said, for the National Center for Public Policy Research. So this black box, really, this could become a reality, Horace, right?
Well, exactly. It passed the United States Senate. It was included in the transportation bill, and only because a couple of staffers on the House side found the provision, looked at it, and the House Republican leadership stood up and said, wait a second, we're not going to pass this transportation bill if that's included, that it didn't just slip right on past. The problem is that the administration is threatening to pass it using their administrative power, and instead of having Congress weigh this matter, simply adopt it through regulatory power.
So these EDRs, tell us what they would do. What would these black boxes do in the cars?
Well, our paper was entitled The Creepy Black Box, and the reason it is because I'm trying to help people to understand that you might feel comforted by the notion that when you get on an airliner that there's a black box that in the event of a tragic incident or even a near miss, they're able to look back and see what happened to recreate the circumstances and help to minimize an accident from happening in the past. Again, what the black box on the airliner doesn't do is discuss or disclose the information about the passengers. It doesn't tell us about their weights. It doesn't tell us about where they eat, what they like, what their hobbies are, who their friends are, or the like. The EDRs that are going to be placed in your cars are going to give this kind of information and more. It'll be able to report back to whoever accesses it whether or not you could stand to lose a few pounds, whether or not you could stand to gain a few pounds. Are you stopping at Starbucks before you go to work every day? Are you taking an extended lunch break? Do you have a new girlfriend? Are you staying over at her house overnight? How many people are riding with you on a regular basis? Is it just you? Do you ever loan your car out? Does your spouse drive your car? All these kinds of information are available for retrieval by these event data recorders. Do you call your mother monthly, weekly? If you use Bluetooth, the event data recorder is checking and it is recording. What numbers are you dialing? How long are those conversations lasting? All manner of information about you is being recorded even today in high-end cars. The difference is no one else is able to access that data. With the passage of the EDR rule, or law, if it were to become law, this information would be readily accessible, and under the terms of the rule, any law enforcement officer would be able to retrieve this data as long as he was investigating an accident. It is claimed under the terms of the law that this information is yours, except if you try to tamper with, disable, or remove the EDR, it's actually going to be a federal offense. On the other hand, any court would be authorized to issue a subpoena to retrieve this information. Now, yeah, I know many of your listeners know people or have themselves gotten involved in a divorce. The EDR is now going to be the chief witness in who was with who, where they were, why they were, etc. And guess what? Even if you're not one of the two parties, if I can show that your car could give me evidence in my case, I can get a subpoena to look through your car. The amount of data that these things are going to be able to collect, save, maintain, and allow for others to review is staggering.
Yeah, how disastrous that would be. What a blow to privacy. Talk about Big Brother. And you mentioned this, too, in your paper, and this, I think, prompted so many of the discussions, is there was a case that came before the Supremes, the United States versus Jones. Tell the listeners about that that case.
Okay, well, one of the most troubling things, and there are many troubling things about this potential or proposed mandate, but one of the most troubling things was the very same administration that is pushing for the EDR also went before the Supreme Court and made a shocking claim or legal argument. That legal argument was that any time a police officer wanted to, he should be allowed to affix a tracking device to your car and follow you and have it follow you and report back all of your comings and goings without a warrant, without probable cause, without any judicial oversight whatsoever. Now, these GPS tracking devices would only say how, where you went, how long you were staying at the place that you were staying, and where your next location was. The EDR goes much further than that, as I walk through. Well, the Supreme Court said, You cannot have a Fourth Amendment and this right that go together. In other words, the police cannot simply place this device on your car. The Fourth Amendment prevents that. And even in a case of a drug dealer, the Supreme Court said you have to go to a court and get a specific warrant. Well, the very same administration, the Department of Justice, and this administration argued that and lost before the Supreme Court, is the same one that's now saying we're going to put this on every car. And since we're going to make the rule be that police officers actually can access it, they have authority to access it without having to have a warrant, we're going to get around that particular decision. So not only would we know your comings and goings, we will know way more about you. Do you ride too close to the white line on the right? Do you ride too close to the center line? Are you a late breaker? Are you an early breaker? All kinds of things about you could be captured and recorded. Now, I want to give an example that I think might be somewhat chilling to folks.
Sure.
You have your car. You think, okay, I'm sitting at home right now. My car's in the garage or it's in the driveway or parked outside. One of your children, friends, cousins, whoever, takes your car, and they go for a little joyride. The data recorder will keep record of that. If you are asked under oath later, did you go to so-and-so place, and you say, no, I did not. I've been here. I was listening to the Kate Delaney show. I did not drive my car there. They'll produce the EDR record, and it will demonstrate, yes, your car, this is your car, these are your keys, that car went there, you are lying. You've now either committed perjury or some form of obstruction of justice. You say, well, that can't happen. We already know that the courts have yielded and allowed cameras and radar guns to cite people and have them penalized without there being a police officer present or any other human witness. We are taking the record of the device over the actual sworn testimony of the individual. This is quite dangerous.
Boy, no kidding. And you gave us great examples. Just even from, you were talking about divorce cases. Imagine what would happen with attorneys there. And just the idea of a tracking device that registers all of that information, it's frightening. What does your gut tell you, Horace, on this one? It's a good thing that the staffers were there and caught that in the house, or this thing could have sailed through, huh?
It could have. And now, I've left out one of the probably most key issues here is not only does the government want to pursue this, the insurance companies want to pursue this as well.
Yeah.
And so they're the ones that would be pushing for, if it can't pass legislatively, it'll need to be done administratively. One of the arguments that we've looked at is you could have gone 10 years without a single accident. You should be listed as a prime safe driver. Get the biggest and best discounts. Guess what the EDR does? The EDR would allow the insurance company to find out that on days when the traffic is really bad, you get off the freeway and you take side roads. Sometimes you drive in neighborhoods that aren't that safe. Oh, now we have to get a strike. Sometimes you loan your car to the yard guy to run errands on your behalf. Oh, well, that kid's only 19 years old. Who knows how he drives? Eventually, they're able to use enough information to claim, even though you've had no accidents in 10 years, that actually you're a danger, you are a risk. We need to recalculate your rate. They are going to be able to jack rates up almost on every person precisely because they have information that they can purport to use as the basis of re-rating you, even though the facts are you've gone 10 years without an accident. There's nothing that's actually changed about you, but their ability to climb into your life and look at things that they can highlight over your objections causes your rates to go up.
Yeah, and you can imagine, I mean, that's, boy, that's a boon to the insurance industry. They would definitely want to see the EDR fly through. And for all the lobbyists that are there, there are a ton of insurance lobbyists. So you can just imagine what some of this conversation has been like behind the scenes. Horace Cooper, always fun to have you on the show. Boy, it is chilling. This may be one of the most chilling conversations we've ever had, as a matter of fact. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you.
All right, I promise we're going to hit the mailbag, but you can throw in on some of the stuff we were just talking about, like that black box deal in the car. No, thank you. I don't need people to know that I just ate a cheeseburger or I've been eating vegetables for 3 months and I fell off the wagon, I don't know, or I decided to take a different road home. It sounds ridiculous, but it's not ridiculous. It's the kind of stuff that is absolutely all about Big Brother. It is. No, there's, you don't even just stretch it to call it too much government information. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dale in Illinois. Dale, were you just listening to that? Can you believe it?
Well, that's something, isn't it?
It is. Of all the things we have $16 trillion in a deficit, but geez, we have got to make sure we get those boxes in those cars.
Well, the insurance companies know too darn much anyway.
Yes.
I remember the last time I bought insurance several years ago, they asked me about my car being towed 3 years prior to that. I had some mechanical problem with the car. I never imagined that that is reported somewhere. But apparently it is. Does tow companies have to report that to someplace?
Yes, yeah. And then it's listed.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Then, my goodness, and then you tear me up about this popcorn deal. Wow. What a bummer.
No more popcorn. Yeah. I mean, think of the flavoring. It's like I said, I was eating all kinds of popcorn because you can get good popcorn that's not high calorie, but who knows what they're replacing it with, that stuff that can give you Alzheimer's.
Well, my wife says I already got it, so. You know, I was thinking, Kate, this election coming up, President Obama, let's say he isn't reelected. Can you imagine what's going to happen with executive orders from the time of the election through January 20th? He's going to pardon every scumbag terrorist and radical from the 60s that he can. I mean, it's just in the cards of what with the stuff that he's doing now with immigration people. I mean, we'll have Angela Davis, as Secretary of State or something. You know, she's out there in California. I think her actual title is Professor of Conscience, which basically says Professor of Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, good luck, everybody.
I like that. Good luck, everybody. Dale. Oh, he's disheartened, especially about the popcorn thing. Yeah, that was scary to me, too. That's why I said I had to throw it in there, because I read it a couple of times and thought, wow. You know, like there used to be a song I can't think of. I'm not sure. I want to say Adrian Belew sang the song. It's an older song. It's probably from the late 80s. And remember, everything gives you cancer. And so one day you read coffee, it's great for you. Yeah, no problem, because here's what happens. Then you read the next day, ooh, you know, don't drink that coffee. One thing I can say for sure, watch out for the sodas. You know, Ben comes on the show and he talks about that. Boy, doctors are saying that too. Doctors have been saying that for a while because of all the stuff that's in it. And you get addicted to it, though. It's tough. I know lots of people who seemingly are in really good shape, but their one Achilles heel is some kind of soda. And they drink a lot of soda. Now they're saying that all kinds of things can happen to you as a result of that. I don't know. Live life, right? Live life. What do you can't, just can't eat nothing. And then you might eat cardboard and do everything they tell you to do, and then you get sick anyway. I said we were going to go to the mailbag, so I promise we are headed to the mailbag right now.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
Yeah, I know, Homer. He was waiting in the wings. I kept saying we were going to the mailbag. I promised we would go to the mailbag. All right, this one comes to us from Timothy, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I've enjoyed listening to your show. It's funny when you give the little Olympic updates. I'm glad that we surpassed China. It has been neck and neck. There have been some good moments in these Olympics. I wasn't planning on watching all of it, but it seems as though once you sit down, you just get sucked into the stories and you're really pulling for the people who you know have cashed it all in for that one moment. So far, what is your favorite story from the Olympics? Thanks a lot, Tim." Yeah, boy, there's been a lot of great moments in the Olympics. Missy Franklin in the pool, 17, her giant smile and her parents sitting there waiting to see what's going to happen. Michael Phelps with 22 medals. It was inevitable. And, you know, maybe the last time around it was more exciting with Phelps, but since you knew he was retiring, that made it pretty cool. Misty Mae Trainor and Carrie Walsh winning 3 times gold in a sport, women's volleyball, sand volleyball, that's now becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think there was one that, I just saw in Gabby Douglas and the gymnastics and the women's gymnastic team. But the one that I saw on Wednesday night, Allison Felix getting that individual gold medal, the 200 meters. She has wanted this medal for a long time, and she got it together. At 26, she got silver, and at the 2004, she got, at 2004 and 2008, she was a silver medalist. So the idea that she was getting the gold, I think is huge. I mean, you just have an exhaustive training schedule. What you have to do for all these athletes, frankly. But I saw some of the stuff with her, read some of the stuff, and the schedule was brutal. So she wins her first individual Olympic gold. And to me, that's exciting when this athlete has all this potential and everybody talks about it and there's all this pressure. And she finally cracked the code. Let's go to the next one. This comes to us from Nick, who says, America Tonight. I have to say, you talk about water cooler buzz, and sometimes you really do nail it. I think people are tired of hearing about Washington. While we need to know what's happening with the laws that affect all of us, I think we truly are all, Kate, at some point, disenfranchised by what's happening in this country. Feeling that we're not part of the process, because after all, is it about the people, not the politicians? Somehow that got reversed. Yeah, somehow that did get reversed, Nick. And it's, listen, power corrupts. It becomes a machine. You have the two parties. It keeps on growing, giving lobbyists the things that happen in D.C., the money that flows, the sphere of influence. I mean, any politician, even the best, saying that there are no influences is baloney. How do they get there in the first place? How do you claw your way to the top? How do you claw your way to those committees? And the answer is a favor for a favor and a this and a that. And skating in that gray area, there's a lot of gray in Washington, a lot of gray. This one from Billy B. Hello, Ms. Delaney. Have not talked to you in a long time. Used to call the show. I'm going to start to call in again as my working hours have changed. How crazy the story about Randy Travis, who was found naked lying in a road. Did you hear that story? I have to assume it's somewhere near you. Well, your assumption is correct. Not too far away from me, Randy Travis was arrested, accused of DWI. Sad story. He went into a convenience store and he was completely naked. This happened the other night. He has a big spread out in a place called Pilot Point, Texas. And he wanted some cigarettes, but he had no money. He must have gotten back in the car, had a wreck with his car, and was out of the car, a little wreck, was out of the car, and he was naked, and he was just laying there. Somebody called it in, and the rest is history. His terrible mugshot, where his face had, it looked like he had almost been punched. Awful. I mean, this is a guy who sold more than 20 million records, 7 Grammy Awards, 10 Academy of Country Music statuettes. I'm sure he is embarrassed and worried about what happens from here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.